This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The first war crimes trial of a Russian soldier since the start of the war in Ukraine has opened in Kiev, AP correspondent Charles Date Ledesma reports.
A 21-year-old captured member of a tank unit is accused of shooting a 62-year-old man in the head in a northeastern Ukrainian village during the war's first week. Sergeant Vladim Shishimarin faces up to life in prison under the penalties spelled out in the section of the Ukrainian Criminal Code that addresses the laws and customs of war. Scores of journalists packed into a small courtroom in the Ukrainian capital where the suspect appeared in a small glass cage. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia suffered heavy losses when Ukrainian forces destroyed the pontoon bridge enemy troops were using to try to cross a river in the east, Ukrainian and British officials said, in another sign of Moscow's struggle to salvage a war gone awry. Ukraine's airborne command released photos and video of what it said was a damaged Russian pontoon bridge over a river and several destroyed or damaged Russian military vehicles nearby. The command said its troops drowned the Russian occupiers. Ukraine news reports said troops thwarted an attempt by Russian forces to cross the river earlier this week, leaving dozens of tanks and other military vehicles damaged or abandoned. Britain's defense ministry said that Russia lost, quote, significant armored maneuver elements of at least one battalion tactical group, as well as equipment used to deploy the makeshift floating bridge. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. United Arab Emirates President Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan, a pro-Western modernizer who had aligned the Gulf Arab state closer to the United States and its allies, died on Friday. The Ministry of Presidential Affairs announced the death of Khalifa, who was also the ruler of the UAE's richest emirate, Abu Dhabi, but gave no details. Khalifa, born in 1948, had rarely been seen in public since suffering a stroke in 2014. His half-brother and Abu Dhabi Crown Prince Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed is poised to become the new ruler of Abu Dhabi, which holds most of the UAE's oil wealth and has held the presidency since the founding of the UAE Federation by Khalifa's father in 1971. Women's basketball star Brittany Griner's pretrial detention in Russia has been extended, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Her lawyer tells the AP Griner's detention has been extended by a month, a relatively short extension, which makes him believe her case will come to trial soon. Griner was detained at a Moscow airport in February after vape cartridges with oil derived from cannabis were allegedly found in her bags that could carry a maximum 10-year prison sentence. The Biden administration says the two-time Olympic gold medalist is being wrongfully detained, but there's been no visible progress in efforts to free her. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A boat believed to be carrying migrants has capsized northwest of Puerto Rico, AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
11 people are known dead, dozens more rescued, most of them Haitians. Haiti suffering through a spike in kidnappings and brutal gang violence. That and economic challenges are prompting Haitians to take the risk and board potentially dangerous boats in search of a better life elsewhere. But authorities say the rickety ships often capsize or drop people off on uninhabited islands. Customs and Border Protection first spotted this boat on Thursday morning. The Coast Guard worked through the night to find survivors. Not clear exactly how many people were on board. I'm Rita Foley.
Recapping our top story, the first war crimes trial of a Russian soldier since the start of the war in Ukraine has opened in Kiev, as Russia suffered heavy losses when Ukrainian forces destroyed the pontoon bridge enemy troops were using to try to cross a river in the east, Ukrainian and British officials said, another sign of Moscow's struggle to salvage a war gone awry, Ukraine's airborne command releasing photos and videos showing a damaged Russian pontoon bridge over a river and several destroyed or damaged Russian military vehicles nearby. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.